Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Pettis, here in our studios at www.goforgold.lk. We bring you all the news that you need to know in the sporting arena, starting off with schools rugby, the cup game, the knockout, Trinity College versus Royal College at the Royal College complex. Trinity beat Royal by 48 points to 15, a massive thump. Trinity scored 7 tries, 5 conversions, 1 penalty to that of Royals, 2 tries, 1 conversion, 1 penalty after Trinity led 29 points to 3 in very difficult conditions because the underfoot was slippery and dangerous. So Trinity came out with a sterling performance. Giving his views, the former Trinitian Shane Dullava said that Trinity's rugby was flashy, it was open, their defense was excellent, their attack was far beyond compare, and their ball handling is something that he says was wonderful to watch despite the slippery conditions. He also stated he was happy despite the fact that the Candy Boys had to travel so much to Colombo. They never ever gave up but showed an absolute resilience in their rugby. So Trinity, great win, 48 points to 15 against Royal. St. Peter's College got the better of Isipathana College at Havelock Park in another cup game. After the Pete Rice led 22 points to 10 at the breather, the long whistle read St. Peter's 29 and Isipathana 25. The Pete Rice 5 tries, 2 conversions to that of Isipathana 5 tries. Specialist Spencer Leon said that the Pete Rice were more disciplined today than what they were last week against Zaira, and that helped them to beat Isipathana. But he was also concerned about the Pete Rice performance in the second half, because in fact Isipathana dominated the second half but couldn't get over the line because of their goal kicking. Right, we also take a look at the plate encounter yesterday between Sri Sumangala and Thurston. Thurston College won this game by 27 points to 17. They scored 4 tries, 2 conversions, 1 penalty to that of the Candy School, 3 tries, 1 conversion. Thurston led 22 points to 10 at the breather. But here is another surprise, actually, in a plate game where Ananda College got the better of the Thomians by 37 points to 24 after leading 25 points to 17 at Lemons. And Ananda College actually controlled the game and they looked the better team. 5 tries, 3 conversions, 2 penalties for Ananda, while the Thomians, 3 tries, 3 conversions, 1 penalty. Talking to our expert in Christopher George, who captains St. Thomas's, also played for Sri Lanka, and captain CRNFC as well. Well, he came out with a theory saying that the Thomians look very weak in defense, missing tackles in attack. They had no plan, and kicking aimlessly was one of the reasons as to why they lost this game to Ananda College. Nevertheless, he gave all the credit to Ananda being the better team. We also do have the results of one bowl game where Lumbini got the better of Mahanama, beating them by 38 points to 31. Quite a tight game after leading 14-7 at the breather. Lumbini 5 tries, 5 conversions, 1 penalty to that of Mahanama, 5 tries and 3 conversions. The rugby game coming up today is a cup segment between Wesley and Zaira. It's an important game though for Zaira because they are in the hunt. They're second to Trinity and they will need to win this game to keep themselves up there in the cup segment. And that's coming up at Havelock Park. Kickoff is scheduled at 4:15. 2 bowl games coming up. Science College will play against DS and Prince of Wales will play against Kingswood College. Right, on to cricket. Let's go straight into the Rangiri Dambolo Stadium, where Sri Lanka A played against Afghanistan A. Well, we did have an intermediate weather disruption, but in the DLS method, Sri Lanka have beaten Afghanistan by 8 wickets. Remember, Afghanistan beat India A in their first outing, but yesterday it was not their day. Afghanistan batting first, 245, bowled out in the 50th over. Bahir Shah made 44, Farmanullah Saif 35, and Mohammad Ishaq 30. For Sri Lanka, it was Shamira Gunasekara 3 for 30, Abhidya Kant, V.S. Kant, the leg spinner, 2 for 37, and Kugadas Mathulan, 2 for 47. Sri Lanka got the DLS figure or target in 28.1 overs, 231 for 2, with Avishka Fernando coming off with a brilliant unbeaten knock of 108, supported by Sadira Samarawickrama, unbeaten on 60, and contribution also from Niroshan Dikwala, who made 49. Farmanullah Saif, 2 for 40. And all I can tell you is that it was exciting. Now, the game coming up in this Tri-Nation tournament where India involved is going to be pretty exciting, because tomorrow, that is the 15th, Sri Lanka A play against India A at the Rangiri Dambulo Stadium. So keep your eyes focused on that as well. We have another international game to report. That's India's first game against Afghanistan. It was reduced to a 25-over game at Dharamsala because of inclement weather. Afghanistan batting first made 194. The feature was Ramanullah Gubras, 102, with 8 boundaries, 8 massive sixes. Then Hasmatullah Sahid made 27 and Azmullah Omar Zai, 26. For India, it was Harsh Dubey, 3 for 47. Jitesh Kumar Reddy, 2 for 31. Gunur Bar, 3 for 27, and Arshdeep Singh, 2 for 27 as well. India get to the target very easily. 195 for 3 wickets in 21 overs. Shubman Gill among the runs, unbeaten on 84, and KL Rahul unbeaten on 39. Rashid Khan took 1 for 37, and Rahman Shadaf 1 for 39. Nevertheless, I think India were completely outplayed. Right, the international games coming up today is the third ODI between Australia and Bangladesh to be played in Mirpur. And of course, remember that Sri Lanka will play against West Indies, and we'll keep our eyes focused on that. That's the second T20. Hopefully on www.goforgold.lk, we'll have the results announced for you during the course of the day. FIFA World Cup being hosted by the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico City. Fantastic. Right, the USA beat Paraguay by 4-1, and the games coming up today is Germany will play against Caracas, and that's at Philadelphia, while the Dutch take on the Japanese tomorrow. Of course, that's in the US as well. Ivory Coast versus Ecuador, that too is being played in the US, and Sweden will take on Tunisia in Mexico City. Results of all that will be announced on our podcast tomorrow, so keep your eyes focused. Right now we go across to good old Blighty. Women T20 World Cup. Scotland have got the better of the Irish, beating them by 40 runs in the long opener. Scotland 167 for 5 wickets. Catherine Bryce, the captain, made 60 for the Scots. Sarah Jennifer, 46. And Eva Caning, for the Irish, did well, taking 3 for 27. Ireland sadly were bowled out in the 20th over for 121. Amy Hunter, 39. Orla Prendergast, 33. Christina Gordon for the Scots, 3 for 16. Kathleen Fraser, 3 for 19. And Kathleen Brister, captain who opened bowling, she took 2 for 19. Then the Aussies got the better of South Africa by 65 runs in their long opener. The Aussies batting first, 172 for 8. Forbia Lynchfield among the runs, 50. Elisa Perry, very impressive, 36. Georgia Warren, 32. And Sutherland, 21. For the bowling for South Africa, Ibanga Kaka, 2 for 33. Nankula Malaba, 2 for 22, the spinner. And Dandini de Klerk, 2 for 35. And poor batting by the South Africans. They were bowled out in the 17th over just for 171. The only batter to impress was captain Rora Wulfordor. She made 45 and Nandini de Klerk 25. The Aussie bowling was fantastic. Georgia Warren 3 for 13. Ashley Garner 1 for 16. Alina King 2 for 26. And Sophia Malarox, who opened the bowling, she picked up 2 for 17. Right, our final presentation is the New Zealand girls who played against West Indies late in the night yesterday, Sri Lanka time. the game got away at 11 p.m. They got the better of New Zealand. Surprise, surprise, surprise. West Indies won by 7 wickets. The Kiwis batting first, 162 for 6. Isabella Gaze, 39. Also, Maddie Green made 35. But Halliday, Brooke Halliday, she made 40. Ahalya Ellin for the West Indies took 4 for 27. And the West Indies get to the target in a very exciting game. In the 20th over, they lost only 3 wickets, but they made 163 to win the game. Hayley Matthews, 48. Shimin Campelas, 90, the wicketkeeper. Jessica for New Zealand took 2 for 17. So great, exciting Women's T20 World Cup. Right, today's game, 2 games we have. Bangladesh is playing against Netherlands, and the traditional rivals, India, take on Pakistan. Well, I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning. It was a pleasure being in your company. On behalf of Luckett Peters, this is Brian Thomas signing off, wishing all of you a blessed Sunday. And don't forget, if you are a rugby lover, the game between Zaira and Wesley to be played at the Havelock Park. That will be one of the features if you are a Sri Lanka rugby fan. And we'll also have to keep a close look at as to how Sri Lanka will play against West Indies in the second T20 game. Have a blessed day. I'll spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.